Welcome to Out of Bounds, the first in a six-month series of alternative soundtrack city tours presented by Neighborhood Public Radio, in association with Southern Exposure and the Creative Work Fund. This tour will explore a brief section of the perimeter of the Neighborhood Public Radio transmitter's signal. If you can hear this, you should be listening to a radio that is tuned to 88.9 FM. If you are prepared to walk with that radio, this tour will guide you to areas where the signal might break up and become unstable. At points, the signal may be overtaken by aberrant signals from other stations. If you lose the broadcast signal, feel free to refer to your map. The map has all the tour locations associated with their relative times on the tour. If you look at the map, you should see that it will take approximately 15 minutes for you to get from 25th and Mission, where you are now, to Valencia and Duncan. The sounds that you will hear are meant to be a document and a commentary. Since we are exploring the periphery of a radio signal, where information, in the form of ephemeral radio waves, creates a geographical boundary, the documents you hear will be of largely ephemeral, lost, and mundane things. Cultural changes, transient lifestyles, evolving physical constructions, odd juxtapositions, and ethereal sound compositions will all be featured. With a little imagination and a leisurely pace, you may be able to envision a shadow world of the future, the past, or alternate present as you walk through some relatively quiet residential areas of the Mission District. Feel free to walk as you listen to the sound of the tour and make your own juxtapositions as you follow the directions that your radio receives. You do not need to stop at each site to listen to the sound associated with it. The experience of each location will follow you with the radio waves. Let's begin by finding our way to the edge of the signal. The tour begins assuming you will leave the front door of Southern Exposure and walk across Mission Street. You will then immediately turn left. Crossing Mission on 25th, now turn left. Past the Washington Mutual and listen to the sound of a tow truck towing a black Volkswagen. One of my walks to get out to the perimeter of the radio signal, I found myself at the third or fourth, maybe even the fifth, parking meter on Mission from 25th going towards 26th in front of the Wash Club Coin Laundry and Market. And I like the sound of the tow truck, so I recorded that. And if you look on the ground in these particular parking spaces, you might find the remnants of a major oil spill.
Can I ask you what happened to your car?
It actually got towed by the city this morning, and they managed to crack my oil pan.
Oh, really?
So by the time I got it back, basically the tow truck damaged the entire bottom of my engine when they towed me within 2 minutes of the tow period.
Oh, really?
I came down at 7:02, and they already had, like, immediately, and when it turned over, they were out ready to tow my car.
Oh,
so
my God.
I couldn't even get to it to move it before they towed it, and they damaged the whole bottom end.
So they were going to tow it from that spot there?
Or? Oh, no, I went and got it and drove it, and it started acting weird, and as soon as it started acting weird, I pulled over, and then all the oil dumped out of my car onto the ground.
So where do you live, then?
I live in Coal Valley.
Oh, really?
Up on Clayton Street, yeah.
So you're just ended up here?
Yeah, I was down on Hayward heading back up. And
oh, my God.
Thanks, City of San Francisco Park.
Are you going to sue them?
Yeah, I'm going to file a claim. I mean, this is going to end up costing me about $1,200.
Oh, my God.
It's already cost me $200 a day plus the extra $60 ticket, which is always fun.
Oh, geez. So, all right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
So now you will want to continue walking down Mission, cross 26th, and maybe take a moment when you get to Cesar Chavez Street. As we found out at one point in the walk that the intersection of Mission and Cesar Chavez is one of the most dangerous in the city, so you'll want to be careful as you cross. But continue listening to the soundtrack when you get to the corner of Cesar Chavez and Mission, and continue past Cesar Chavez and wait at the next logical landmark at Mission in Valencia based on what you hear in the soundtrack. So just keep moving along. And I'll meet you at the next landmark.
Ando trabajando en day labor ahorita.
So I'm working in day labor right now.
Nomás que está muy escaso los trabajos. Trabajamos 3 horas cada 15 días.
Work is very scarce. We work 3 hours every 15 days.
Y ganamos $50 por 3 horas.
And we earn $50 for 3 hours.
Y en realidad no nos alcanza el dinero a nosotros.
And it's not enough money for us.
No nos alcanza nomás para comer.
A little
y
to eat.
Y para pagar renta, no, porque vivimos en shelter nosotros.
And we live in a shelter.
Que no nos alcanza el dinero.
So we don't have enough money.
¿De qué sirve que yo sea profesional, pero no hay trabajo para mí?
I want to be a professional,
aquí,
but there's no work for me.
Luchando, me tuve un accidente de trabajo.
I had an accident on the job.
Me caí.
I fell.
Y se me salió la columna. Estuve como
my
3-4 meses. Estuve yo en manos de los doctores.
In the hands of doctors.
Y me dijeron que me iban a pagar el accidente.
They told me they were going to compensate me for the accident.
Pero al último no me pagaron.
But they haven't nomás paid.
Yo no me gusta. Enfermo o bueno, yo trabajo. Con calentura, enfermo, yo trabajo.
So when I'm sick, if it's hot, I work. It doesn't matter.
Pero yo no ando haciéndole nada como otros que venden drogas. Yo no.
I don't go around doing what some other people do, selling drugs. Or...
Yo ahorita llevo un año sin tomar una cerveza.
I've gone a year without having beer.
No tomo ni una cerveza. Estoy en la iglesia de San Antonio.
I go to the San Antonio Church.
Soy del coro de la iglesia.
Del coro.
Del
I sing
coro.
In the choir.
Yo le canto, le canto a Dios todos los domingos.
I sing to God every Sunday.
Yeah.
Yo vi a Dios allí en la iglesia en persona.
I saw God personally in
lo
that
vi
church.
De blanco con
he was
un
in white.
Cordón guinda aquí en la cintura.
Cordón guinda, no sé qué es.
Un cordón de este así amarrado, colgado.
Oh, like with the white sash strap.
Guinda. Y dos angelitos a los lados. Uno.
And two angels at
angelitos
the side.
Con alas blancas. Uh-huh.
with white wings.
Y de ahí lo vi en la cruz a Dios que daba de vuelta la cruz.
I saw the cross turn around.
Lo vi, estaba así y daba de vuelta la cruz y
yeah,
Dios estaba crucificado.
Lo
vi en persona.
I saw it in person.
This was in the church?
En la iglesia.
La iglesia. De allí, de arriba de la iglesia, me apuntaron con una luz en la cara, como un foco grande.
There was a light from the,
un light
from
como
above.
Un foco de tren así grande y me lastimaba para
like
ver.
From a train, like a really big light in my face.
Lo vi yo en la iglesia.
I saw it in the church.
Y tiene como un año que vi eso y ya no lo puedo ver. Ya no lo puedo ver.
Just when you thought this was the big fish in the sea, Burger King brings back the Whaler.
Listen, I don't care if you want to sell yourself for less, but a buck?
So big, so tempting.
So big, so tempting. So big, so tempting.
So big, so tempting.
So big, so tempting.
Listen, I don't care if you want to sell yourself for less, but a buck? You want to sell yourself for less? You want to sell yourself for less? A buck?
Whopper Jr. for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the new BK Value Menu.
I don't care if you want to sell yourself for less.
Buck? Buck?
You sell yourself for less? A buck?
Who's that? He's a fairy god brother.
Fairy god bro.
All right, then. We wish for Burger King.
Don and Dunner.
We wish Burger King. We wish Burger King.
You want to sell yourself for less?
We wish Burger King.
So big, so tempting.
So no matter how big or tempting Burger King might seem to you, continue down Valencia Street until you reach Duncan. And at the corner of Duncan, Tiffany, and Valencia, you can look off to your right across Duncan behind St. Luke's Hospital, and you'll see a gate. Just pay attention to that as the next bit of audio begins.
So tempting, so big, 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 so tempting, so
here at Duncan and Valencia, I think we will stop for a moment and wait for others to catch up, and as such maybe we'll make a little soundtrack with this gate that I found at Valencia and Duncan. It's, I don't know how to describe it, it's, I don't know, at the top of a stairway. right here at Duncan in Valencia. The signal starts really cutting out, but we're right in the heart of the best radio on radio. If you look across Valencia Street at newsoundsf.com, you can see that Sirius Satellite Radio offers the best radio on radio. And if you walk up Duncan on the left side of the street, as you walk up Duncan, at 11A Duncan, you will see the Pinckney Radio Service, which apparently is actually located at 1152 Valencia, but it's only open for 2 hours a day, from 6 to 8 p.m. So I recommend that folks go to the existing establishment at 1152 Valencia whenever they get a chance between 6 and 8 p.m. and bring your radios and see if anybody's there to fix them. Now continuing up Duncan. Again, the signal here starts to really break up, in part because of the large edifice that is St. Luke's Hospital. It's quite an imposing figure in this quiet little neighborhood. But we continue up Duncan to San Jose, and when you get to San Jose, you'll make a right turn. Guy who was just whistling and yelling Edna or whatever he was yelling was listening to Rick James's Super Freak in his car. Now continue on San Jose to the next street, which is 27th Street, and make a left turn at Batman and Catwoman that are in a window of the building on the corner. I really love to taste her every time we meet. She's alright, she's alright. That girl's alright with me. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. now at 27th and Guerrero. We found a Marcy REM recumbent exercise module. And I'm just going to ride it here for a second. Now, I was riding this bicycle kind of during rush hour, and there were a few cars that came by and saw me riding it there on the sidewalk and going nowhere, and they all kind of cheered me on as I was doing it. So you can cheer me on in an imaginary way. The bike was placed right here where the sidewalk is a bit lowered. Anyway, continue down Guerrero towards Cesar Chavez, and there at the corner before you cross, that's when you will hear the next audio.
Southwest corner house at the intersection of Cesar Chavez and Guerrero. That house has been run into four times that we know about. And of the nine houses on that side of the block, five of them have been run into. And three of them have been run into more than once. And I have a picture of the car in the house from December of 2004, which was right before we succeeded in getting the lanes restriped from 6 to 4. And then I have another picture we know of 12 other houses that have been run into on that stretch of Guerrero between Cesar Chavez and Randall. That was one of the reasons we were able to do this, was that we came to DPT and to the supervisors with property records and pictures of cars and houses and, you know, like, and weird steel I-beams, you know, and owners, letters from owners saying, oh yeah, you know, this is the second time, and after the second time I had to put another steel I-beam here because the driver, like, managed to avoid the I-beam, so then I had to put a new I-beam. It's like, okay, well, something's really wrong, you know, because the cars are in houses, that means that certainly the sidewalk is also not safe. So, you know, like, talk about scaring the living crap out of parents. You know, like, oh, sure, let's teach Johnny how to walk. There's a real disincentive. You know, let's walk to transit. Yeah!
Come on, walk! Yeah, right.
Ride your bike, kid. Go play outside. I mean, it's perfect.
Now, let's brave the urban landscape and cross Cesar Chavez and listen to a little bit about what was found next to that mailbox on the other side of Cesar Chavez, and I'll meet you in front of the mailbox for 415 half Guerrero after we finish talking to the realtor. Okay, right here on the corner of Cesar Chavez and Guerrero, there's a printer that has been left out on the street. It's in bad shape. It's a Lexmark. You can hear it here. It's like a printer copier thing. It's called the Lexmark. I don't know. It's just called Lexmark. It doesn't have a model number on it. Maybe here on the back. Let's see. The model number 4408K01, if anybody wants to buy one. There's a sign that somebody's taped with silver duct tape onto the top of this, which I think is great. This says, disposing of this item on the street is A, inconsiderate, B, environmentally insensitive, C, illegal, D, and D is checked, all of the above. And then it says, to properly dispose of TVs, computers, and monitors, please contact the Computer Recycling Center at http://www.crc.org or by calling 415-643-6200. If the item is working, you may also be able to donate it to a charity for a tax write-off. Please do not make your unwanted item an environmental hazard and eyesore for your neighbors. How about that?
Okay.
So that's at 1417 Guerrero. There's a new sign coming up.
So you work with the realtor for this property?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the property?
Well, the property just went on the market this week. It's a four-unit building, and so we expect a lot of people to come through. It's a prime area.
What date is the open house?
Actually, it'll be this Sunday. Thank you.
Sunday, January 7th?
It's getting a slow start to the new year, yes.
Oh, okay, great. So are there a lot of houses for sale in this neighborhood?
This is a four-unit building, so this is a TIC. So what we're looking at doing is getting a group of people to buy this building together so that everybody will be owner-occupied. So this is a combination of homes and apartments in this area, as well as homes that have been converted into TIC. So it's a pretty big variety.
Okay. This is a pretty hot neighborhood for people to buy in, isn't it?
Well, it's still a reasonable area to buy in. Uh-huh. And not to mention that it's close to freeway access and you're not far from downtown. So
what are some places in the neighborhood you'd recommend that people see?
Oh, well, you have to go to Mitchell's Ice Cream, which is just a few blocks from here. And you definitely have to make your way over to Noe Valley and Dolores Park.
Okay.
And eat your ice cream there. So,
you can eat your ice cream in the park?
You can eat your ice cream there.
So. Okay, thank you.
And then I hate to say that I moved out of the city a few years ago, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where'd you move to?
Marin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was born and raised... Well, I was born at the hospital right across the street, so...
Oh, wow. You were born at St. Luke's?
St. Luke's, yeah, the old St. Luke's.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so you grew up in the
city? I grew up here, but it's so different than when I grew up, so it's sort of hard to...
What do you most regret that's changed about the neighborhood?
Well, gosh, one of the biggest things is this used to be Army Street, and it was Caesar. I mean, it just little things that you had. I still call it Army Street, not Caesar Chavez. Although I'm all for what Caesar Chavez stood for, it's just little. I mean, such small things.
Right.
As far as crisis, in the neighborhood, it is difficult to buy here. Several years ago, when the whole .com industry, it really changed the face of the neighborhood.
So when you work around here, do you remember things from your childhood?
It's really different. It's really different. Faces, are different. Colors different. So all of it, growing up in a primarily Latin community and then, But it's okay. I mean, I welcome change. But I guess I would never say regret.
Uh-huh.
I would never, use the word regret. I mean, things change.
Right.
It's just that simple. So go with it or...
You wouldn't complain about gentrification in that sense.
Definitely. I moved to Marin.
The squeaking that you now hear behind me is a soundtrack made from the swing sets at Jury Commons, which is just up ahead, beyond the laundromat. So head on up to Jury Commons and have a seat or wander around and look to see if you can figure out where all the sounds come from. And pretty soon we'll have Jillian Gillette come back on from the San Jose Guerrero Coalition talking about traffic on Guerrero Street. We ran into her as she was dropping her son off at the Catherine Michael School, which will be up ahead on your right. But for now, just sit and listen to this interview in the Jury Commons and... then we'll give you further instructions.
It was only two lanes, so the section west of Cesar Chavez, you get to this intersection of Cesar Chavez and Guerrero, and you have seven lanes facing two lanes,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, what happened here? Well, what happened here was that on the east side of the intersection, the city, it took them 15 years to get from Bryant to Guerrero.
Wow.
And they... And the reason that it took them that long was that to go from 60 to 100 feet, which is what they did on Guerrero, you can just move people's houses onto their backyards, and you can cut their side, their stairs back. Mm-hmm. So on Guerrero, if you walk south of Cesar Chavez, you'll notice how none of the stairs kind of architecturally don't match and frequently take this weird 90-degree jog to the right or the left. That's because after the city cut back the sidewalks, they came back and said, well, your stairs are too long and interfere in the public right-of-way, so everybody had to re-engineer their stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's possible if you're only going from 60 to 100, but when you're going 40 to 100, you actually have to keep down the housing. And so if you look on the public library site or any of the, you know, DPW annual reports or historical photographs, you'll see that this kind of, you know, Victorian architectural two-family, four-family, small apartment building style was ubiquitous along Cesar Chavez Street as well. But on the entire north side of the, north side of the street, the city evicted thousands of people. Hundreds of families in order to widen the streets to make lanes 3, 4, 5, 6 cars. And so all of the construction on the north side of the street is typically one block long, monolithic, no real pedestrian access, not a friendly place that you want to be at all. It's really engineered to for people to not want to be there.
Right.
And it succeeds in, you know, feeling and acting like a freeway. With none of the sort of normal amenities that a real freeway engineering plan would do, like, you know, ways to get across it or under it, or, you know, none of that is really possible on Cesar Chavez. So that's, I mean, that's really the most egregious example.
I'm the co-chairman of the San Jose Guerrero Coalition to Save Our Streets, which was founded in 1997 by Toby Levine, who lives here. After she got off the planning commission, she decided it was really time to fix what was going on Guerrero Street, which used to have 15-foot wide sidewalks. You can kind of see where the asphalt starts. That's where our sidewalks used to go. And there used to be a streetcar that went up the middle of Guerrero. That was our public transportation. And GM bought out the streetcar in the 40s. And as part of that deal, the city cut back the sidewalks to make lanes 3 and 4 of traffic. And south of Cesar Chavez, the city widened the street from 60 feet to 100 feet. So you can see that it gets a lot wider on the other side. So on my end of Cesar Chavez, the city actually picked up the houses and moved them onto their own backyards. So people have, not only are there no parks in the neighborhood, but people in this neighborhood also don't even have backyards. And so then when the sidewalks were also cut back to 8 feet, and then after Loma Prieta earthquake, Caltrans had to seismically retrofit I-280. So they did a license plate survey based on the cameras that they had just north of the San Jose exit. And they sent tens of thousands of letters home to people in Burlingame, you know, on the peninsula, saying, we have to fix I-280. Don't use that to get to Civic Center or points downtown. Use San Jose Avenue. So starting 1990, when they did that, the traffic counts more than tripled. And they've never gone back down. So a whole, because right after that happened, and the internet boom happened, right? And the city closed 3rd Street to do the light rail project, and then they ripped down the central freeway ramps. So most of the other options for getting into town were removed from people coming south. And so an entire generation of drivers and workforce learned this way of commuting by car into the city. And it's really, really hard on the residents here because it's clearly a 100% residential neighborhood. I mean, we have Mitchell's and we have some really great, you know, institutions, but by and large, it's a residential neighborhood, you know, in the Mission. So to have a very densely packed portion, yeah, right, portion of the city dealing with 40,000 cars a day, doing an effective speed of 36 miles per hour is really inhumane, we feel. And has resulted in just horrific collisions. And so we were able to make some changes thanks to our supervisors, Devin Duffy and Tom Amiano, south of Cesar Chavez, to reduce it from 6 lanes of traffic to 4 lanes of traffic using paint, which gave us a wider painted median in the middle of the street so that when we're stuck in the middle of the street, which happens all the time, we weren't just stuck on this 4-foot median. We had this 12-foot painted space that we could stand in because, you know, like, strollers are more than 4 feet long. I mean, it was incredibly dangerous. So that's helped a little to calm the traffic, and then we managed to get a traffic signal at Duncan, which broke that 6-block stretch between Cesar Chavez and Mitchell's at 29th that had no traffic controls at all, and so people were doing well over 40. And the reason I keep mentioning 40 miles per hour is that in the 40s, when the states started studying what speed limits laws should look like. Actuarial studies were done, and it was discovered that a hale and hearty pedestrian, an adult pedestrian, if you were hit by a car going 20 miles per hour, you had like a 10% chance of dying. But the numbers flip at 40. So the, actuarial tables fudged it a little bit, so 25 became the default residential speed limit pretty much countrywide. And so, not many people know that. Like, if you don't see the speed limit sign, drive 25, because that's... But especially in residential neighborhoods. But the effective speed on Guerrero is more like 34, and South of Cesar Chavez, it rapidly goes up to 40, so that, the average car is doing a deadly speed limit. We work closely with the merchants on Mission Street, and they're really unhappy that they have the public transportation and have solid stores, but you can see how the Mission... merchants just kind of fizzle out as you get further south, because between the physical barriers of San Jose and Guerrero and then Cesar Chavez Street, nobody would cross those, in the right mind would cross those streets to shop there.
Right.
And that's really not something that can continue if San Francisco wants to remain, a wonderful world-class dense city. I mean, this is where that growth is possible. People are always in their car. I mean, you can't blame people for driving. It's not like there's public transportation, we basically have to walk to the 24th Street BART station, because to get to the Glen Park one is a joke. I mean, Muni makes this big deal about the Muni to BART connection, but from my house, I would have to walk from Guerrero over to 27th Street to get on the J, and then the J stop that I get off on to get to BART at Glen Park is that one that's in the vernal cut section of San Jose Avenue. You know that one that's like down there where 280 starts, and there's 40 steps going up, and then it lets you off on the freeway overpass, or the freeway entrance ramps. So as a mother with young children and strollers and gear, I can't do that. I can't carry two children plus stroller plus stuff up 40 stairs and then wind up on a freeway. I mean, it's just not reasonable. So my alternative is to cross Cesar Chavez and cross Guerrero, and every miserably engineered anti-pedestrian intersection from my house to 24th Street to get to reasonable public transportation. So, it's no wonder that people are really car dependent, but that's not a way to run a city.
It's funny, as a single person, I always see Cesar Chavez as the place where you run across, really.
Yeah, absolutely, you do. Well, and the city's really upfront about how dangerous it is. They just made a big report, Ballyhoo, about the reduction in traffic collisions in 2005, and on citywide, that's on the whole is getting better, but the intersection of Mission and Cesar Chavez is now one of the 10 most deadly in the city. In fact, it's the seventh worst for fatality and injury collisions in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mission and Cesar Chavez. So, if you live anywhere near there, that's exactly right. I mean, Cesar Chavez is the sort of really piss-poor, ill-thought-out urban planning that was done in the city in the 40s is really evidence of Cesar Chavez Street.
I really want to thank Jillian Gillette for taking the time to talk to me. I just sort of caught her as she was leaving from dropping her child off at school, and she really took a big chunk out of her day to talk to us. So now leave Jury Commons and continue on Guerrero. You'll see Catherine Michaels School to your right, and at 25th Street, 25th and Guerrero, make a right turn onto 25th Street, and the tour will continue from there. Okay, we're in the home stretch now. So from 25th and Guerrero, walk down 25th, and you'll see a sign at 25th and Mission that, well, I'll let the guy who owns the shop tell you about it. It'll be on your left across 25th at 25th and Mission.
I cannot give you any answer about anything, you know, because I just got here like a couple weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Has the store only been here a couple weeks?
Or? No, this store has been here like 20 years.
Right.
Over 20 years. But, you know, I just took over this business like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. You bought it from someone else?
Uh-huh, yeah.
From Mr. Lee? Or?
Yeah, from Mr. Lee.
Was it owned by a man named Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's a man like him.
I see.
Yeah.
But you're not related to him?
No. I just took over, bought it, and then that's why I said, if you ask any question, you know, I don't really know what I will answer you, you know.
So you don't know what San Francisco-style laundry means? Or?
Not for me. Not know what this picture is in, but you know, I will try to take this picture out sooner or later.
Oh, you are going to take it out?
Because, you know, it's, you know, I'm just saying, I've been working dry cleaner so long, nobody put a picture up there. And then you don't put something like San Francisco style laundry dry cleaner.
Yeah.
You know.
Why not?
Because first of all, this is not a dry cleaner. This is just an agency.
Oh, they send it out to somewhere else. I see.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you put that this way, this is the main store for dry cleaner. But this is just another agency. I'm saying, I'm a third person. I'm the middle person.
Right.
You know, I get sent to another person. The person coming to pick it up. And then somebody drop it off. You know, all kind of stuff. You know, what I'm saying is, I'm just, for right now, you know, I probably would later on, maybe a month or two, I would take it off. And I put the sign I want to put in there.
What's your sign going to be?
I would probably be like, you know, to make people more happy about it, you know, I would put like, you know, all this information in there.
I see. Okay.
And, you know, this is the information if you stay the day I'm working here.
Right.
You know,
I see.
This is the early bird drop off. You know, that's what I'm going to do. But for me, it's, you know, you're putting a picture and San Francisco style dry cleaner, the laundry dry cleaner, it's mean, it's not as art, it's art.
Right.
You know, this is not art. You know, you don't want to make the dry cleaner look like art. You know, you want to make a dry cleaner much professional thing.
A professional thing.
Yeah, you know, this is not like, I like the picture, but the thing is, you know, you don't put no picture in dry cleaner, except I would say, well, if that person passed away.
Right.
But that person's still alive, you know, why had to put a picture like this? This company used to be big.
Oh, really?
They used to be Tupac.
Oh, so
this is used to be, on that side. This is nothing here.
I see. Oh, okay. So this used to be two things, and now it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then, I guess, you know, the new person, whatever it is, you know, take over.
Oh, I see.
And they separate half.
And is that when that went up, or?
No, that one is he's the owner, though.
He's the owner?
Yeah, he's the owner of this two store.
Oh, I see, but you're just taking over the dry cleaning part.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So Mr. Lee still owns the property?
Yeah, he's owned the property.
I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. So he's not going to be upset when you take away his picture?
That's why I'm trying to talk to him about it, because this picture is nice, but the thing is, no, too fancy.
It's too fancy.
Yeah, you don't want to make something, it's a dry cleaner, you want to put those kind of stuff in there. You want to make something like people can see that, you know, it's a dry cleaner, you know, like fix something, you know, stuff in there. It's not like a picture, you know.
So it's too much art, not enough.
Yeah, you know. But what do you think about this picture? You like it?
Huh? I like it. I think it. I mean, actually, what I'm doing is for this audio tour that I'm doing, I'm going to have people walk. We have a radio station over on the corner of 25th and Mission, and they're going to walk around the perimeter of the signal. And so when they walk by, like Mr. Lee's, I want it to be, that's sort of like, I'll be like, and my name's Lee, and that kind of thing. And so they'll pay attention to the sign, and I think, you know, probably maybe a little bit of what you were just telling me, like about how it's kind of artistic and maybe you'll change it, mm-hmm. and so they should really pay attention and then maybe also come and get some alternatives.
No, it's good. The picture is good, but the thing is, no, what I'm, this is dry kinder. It's not art. Yeah. It's not pulling a picture, you know. Just what I'm saying at the beginning, like 5 minutes ago, what I'm saying. Now, if this person passed away, yes.
Yeah.
It's okay for that. But no, this person's still alive.
Right.
You know, you put a picture like this way, it doesn't make no sense, right. You know, at all about San Francisco style, Landry, John Kinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make no sense at all, you know. If the picture is gone,
mm-hmm.
and this is okay.
Right.
But, you know, it just... You know,
but you don't know what San Francisco style laundry is.
No, I don't. Tell you, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I've been working in dry cleaner. Like I own my shop in down the 23rd and Valencia.
Right.
I have my own shop over there. I won't put those kind of stuff in there. You know, I will put something like really basic stuff, simple stuff. Right. You know, to let people know, like, this is not art. This is just dry cleaner agency. You know, we do business.
That's it, folks. The end of the tour. You should be at 25th and Mission right now. My name is Lee Montgomery, and this has been Alternate Soundtrack City Tour Number 1, Out of Bounds, brought to you by Neighborhood Public Radio with the assistance of Southern Exposure and the Creative Work Fund. Now, continue down 25th Street, and you will find your way to the newly opened Mission Pie Shop. They're right around the corner from Southern Exposure. Their efforts were featured as part of our first monthly broadcast back in November, and their pie is delicious. Thank you for taking this walk with me, and many thanks to Aubrey Fletcher, Jillian Gillette of the San Jose Guerrero Coalition, Tim at Mr. Lee's, Evelyn at Clooney's, and all the people who agreed to be interviewed for this piece, whether their stories were used or not. Also, thanks so much to Southern Exposure and all the folks who make Neighborhood Public Radio the collaborative success that it is. I hope you've enjoyed this exploration of the ephemeral and mundane along the perimeter of our broadcast signal. I also hope to see you again next month when we feature a tour by Miss Cora Younger, who now lives in Hamburg, Germany, but left San Francisco to return to her native Germany about 5 years ago. Cora has constructed a tour from memory that includes a book of fabulous drawings. Check in at Southern Exposure to follow all of the Neighborhood Public Radio events for this month and every month until June.